Welcome everyone to iloverealestate.tv. Great to have everybody there today. I have a very, very special guest for you today, and particularly for all of the young people out there, because I have a lovely young gentleman and his story is absolutely amazing. It will really rock the socks of all of you young people out there who think life's hard and can't get a start and all of this kind of stuff, because I tell you what, this young man has had a pretty rough kind of start to his investing career, and with what he's been able to do in such a short space of time is nothing short of amazing. So let me introduce him. His name is Robert Steer. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, Robert. Now tell me, how old are you?
I'm currently 25.
You're 25. And as we sit there today, how many properties have you got?
I've got currently five properties.
Five properties?
Yeah.
And you're looking for one right now, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay. Darwin, actually. For a property.
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go back a little bit, because I want people to understand that, you know, you haven't exactly been born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Let's go back to when you were at school. You had a pretty tough time and had to kind of almost finish school on your own, didn't you?
Yeah, so basically as I was finishing my final exams, my parents actually couldn't afford the school fees, so I kind of opted to, I guess I arrived at school one day and they said, sorry, you can't learn today. And I'm like, I was a bit confused. So I actually went home and, kind of contacted mum and dad, and they're like, yeah, sorry, haven't been able to pay the school fees. And so from there on in, I kind of homeschooled myself until they could afford to get me back in there.
So what you actually did was get out of bed in the morning and put on your school uniform, and you had your timetable from when you were at school before, and you basically tried to follow the timetable as if you were going to school.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that was like a real, I guess that sort of event that happened, it was a real key point for me, because it actually helped me I guess, generate kind of iron hard discipline and actually keep going for it while I still knew that the kind of situation was, wasn't the best.
Because, see, for you, you know, going through that experience probably instilled some reality, even at a very young age that you were, of, you know, your life is your own. You've got to try and do with it what you can, because, you know, it basically comes back onto your shoes, your shoulders.
Yep. And it's quite funny, because as I kind of sat there doing my schoolwork, I was in the study and kept looking at, like, my dad's bookcase. And I saw, like, a few kind of motivational books on the shelf, and that kind of started to inspire me to actually get my money to work for me, as opposed to going to work every day to slave away and start, I guess, work for the money.
Okay. So tell me, you did finish school. What did you go on and do?
Yeah, so I finished school and I actually went to university and got a degree in architecture.
Whoa, very good. So you're a qualified architect. How long did that take you?
That took 4 years.
4 years, okay. Now, during that time, you're studying, obviously, all of the, you know, the fundamentals of architecture and building and, you know, all of the the ground up kind of stuff. What actually led you to look at my courses?
I got to a point where I actually had finished architecture, and I was applying for jobs, probably 15 jobs a day. I was actually just rocking up to offices and asking, do they have jobs, because the internet can only do so much. And I got to a point where people weren't looking for architects or graduate architects. So the next best thing that I was looking for was property development. And so I started doing a bit of research, and I came across your course, or the one-day event, on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do?
Yeah. So basically, I I got in contact with one of my friends and I said, oh, how cool does this look? Did you want to come to the Saturday event with me? And this was a mate who was kind of always well off in a sense, but he's always looking for, things to do. So, yeah, we both kind of signed up and we kind of went along together
and
to the course.
Okay, so then what happened as a result of the one day? I mean, did you start to look at things a little bit differently when it comes to property?
Yes, definitely. I, to be honest, had absolutely no idea about property. I had no idea what a contract looked like. I had no idea what a trust was. This is the first time I've ever been exposed to it, and the more kind of research that I did on it, the more I started to realise that why isn't everyone doing this already? Mm. And that was kind of my quick actions to say, well, I want to get on this before everyone else does and I want to make something of it.
Okay, so what happened from there?
So basically what I was kind of nudging my friend all day saying, we have to do this, we have to sign up. We can go in it as business partners, you pay half, I'll pay half of the course. And he was quite excited. And by the end of the day, like I basically, the only savings I did have, I paid for the whole course myself because he said he'll pay me back. And I'm like, okay, no worries. And as soon as I bought it, I came to you and I said, Dipna, I just bought your course and I'm going to have one property by 12 months.
I remember that because, I mean, I see a lot of people, but you're a cheeky young bugger at the time. Now, did your mate ever pay you back?
Well, unfortunately, he actually, about 2 weeks after I got the course, he said he wasn't interested anymore. So I was left with the Dipna Bohol course and, no money in the bank.
No money.
I guess, I turned that into my study time.
So what did you do? You came along to the first 3-day event, obviously, and, that's a massive 3 very long, full days, lots of learning.
Yeah.
What happened from there?
Well, basically, before I actually went to the 3-day event, I think I had about 3 months before the actual event was. So I kind of went back to the drawing board and I said to myself, I've got to make this work. And that's when I really started to pull apart the course. And every little bit of the course I had to make as practical as possible.
Yep.
While I didn't have debt, I knew my parents had debt. I knew my parents weren't the best savers. So I started to implement a lot of the strategies that you teach in your course to my parents. And I kind of said to them, well, like, if I can do a better job than you, then maybe I could take it over. And they're like, well, what makes you be able to do a better job? And I'm like, well, I've got these strategies and, like, let's see if they actually work.
Yep.
So, yeah, I started helping my parents and,
That's pretty amazing. I mean, how old are you then? 23? Something like that? 22, 23?
Yeah. 23, yeah.
23, okay. And you're saying, Mum and Dad, I can do a better job with your money than you can. let me take over your bank accounts.
Yeah.
Which for somebody my
age... it's not like...
sounds a little strange.
Sorry?
But I guess for somebody my age, that does sound a little bit strange. But, you've proved to be correct.
Well, my parents, like, I've got five sisters. I'm one of 6 kids and... my parents have always given and they'll always go without before their kids do. I thought maybe it's a time to kind of help everyone get something. And while they're on pretty good incomes, at the end of the day, they're just horrible savers. And it kind of frustrated me because I'm like, you guys should be so much better off than you are. And that was kind of a drive for me to actually get in there and start building something, an empire for our family.
So how did you go with, your parents' money and things like that? Were they happy to let you put them on a budget and that sort of thing?
No, but it was more of a kind of trial. And it's like, well, if I can do better and if I can help get you some sort of savings within a month or two, will you let me continue? And if they see progress and if they see kind of growth, and then they'll let me continue. And from there, like, I really took it on board to actually wake up every day and make them feel like they're changing as well and have this positive energy and kind of get them involved. And it's kind of a whole psychological change as well as health as well, kind of getting really active and eating better foods and, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, so you did that. You've got to the three-dayer. During this time, have you got a job yet or not?
I had currently 5 jobs, but they were all kind of part-time casual work.
What sort of things were you doing?
So they were just kind of little bits of money here, there and everywhere, but nothing was actually quite stable.
In architecture or other things?
No. These were just part-time. So, like, one of the jobs was basically operating kids' amusement rides.
Mm-hmm.
So that was more of on the weekend, kind of to give me some cash and some capital so I could start saving.
So basically, and then, you did any job you could to get some money in, regardless of the fact you're a qualified architect. There weren't any jobs, so
yes.
You just went out and did whatever you could to get money in.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I understand that one of the things you did was you went and taught at the old people's home computer skills.
Yeah, so basically I was trying to come up with ideas about, okay, well, I've got no money. How can I use my skills in order to kind of teach people? And I thought, well, Mum's always asking me, she's not the best with computers, she's always asking me, how do I do this, how do I do that on the computer? So I came up with a little program and I basically went to the nursing home around the corner and said, would you be interested in me kind of giving a few lessons on computers so people can either Skype or write an email or turn on a computer? so that's how I kind of got into that. I was just looking for little opportunities everywhere to help people and, progress.
That's good. So, okay, we're moving along. You get to the course, you get inspired. How do you do your first deal?
So basically, the first I knew a kind of guy that I'd come in contact with, I knew he had 5 properties, and because I was so obsessed with this course and kind of finding a property, I was actually always talking to people about it. So I was speaking to this guy about he had 5 properties. I'm like, oh, they're all positively cash flowed, no doubt. And he's like, what's that? And he kind of looked at me like, no, they're actually negatively geared. So I basically said, oh, I have to present some stuff to you. So he's like, okay. And we arranged for a kind of evening where him and his wife could sit in front of me and I could present my stuff. And I actually went through how a trust works, how it's asset protected, what positively cash flow means. And then I went a bit deeper and I said, well, I found this perfect opportunity and if you would like to be a part of it, then come on board with me.
Wow.
And so they took up the opportunity and, they actually went a bit further and they started selling a few of their negatively geared properties so they could put up a bit of cash to actually get into this sort of stuff as well.
So what was that first deal? What kind of property was it? What did it do? You know, what did you do with it?
So basically it was in the Newcastle region. I couldn't afford Sydney at all and I saw there was actual growth through my due diligence in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically looked for something that wasn't too outrageous, and I think just getting a property – like any property from the start, it's just like amazing. So I only conducted a little cosmetic renovation on it, but now in 3 weeks we basically ripped out the whole place and, actually got it rented within 3 weeks of actually taking settlement.
So you kept the property?
Yeah, we kept it for 1 year to get around capital gains tax, and we've actually just sold it. So we've actually made like a 51% return on that property in just over 18 months.
That's not too bad, is it? So you joint venture partner was happy, I take it?
Sorry?
Your joint venture partner was happy, I take it?
Oh, yes, they were very happy. They actually want to go again now.
Good.
So that's positive.
So good. Okay, yep. So you're using your skills, you've done that, I guess that you know, that style of deal rolled on to another one, to another one, to another one. Is that right?
Yes.
So what?
That's correct.
You've done a few subdivisions too, have you?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Did you do subdivisions as well, or did you just do renos?
Yes. So, after I basically did a few cosmetic renovations, I was looking for something a little bit more, I guess, challenging. So I actually went to Brisbane, and I've just recently moved up there now because there's a bit more opportunity, and I've started my first subdivision, which is just about to start the construction phase and build two townhouses on the blocks.
And how many years are we talking now? Because this is basically from what, like 23 to 25, 2 years?
Yeah, so from the month I bought the course, which was in August 2013, basically August 2015, there's 24 months.
Wow. You've done very, very well. And are you working as an architect yet or not?
No. I've taken this on board full time, and I've still got a few part-time jobs, which I enjoy, so I happily keep that as a cash flow jobs. But at the same time, like I see that there's more opportunity in doing this sort of stuff, so I've dedicated most of my life to doing it.
Excellent. Well, good on you. Now tell me, if you were, you know, talking to a whole bunch of kids your age or young adults your age, what would you say to them?
I would say you should have started doing this 10 years ago, but obviously you can't do that. So get started straight away.
You can't even get a loan at
15.
I said you can't even get a loan at 15. You would have been 15.
Okay. There's ways around that, though, and you teach strategies to get around that. No money down deals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually doing a no money down deal at the moment, which is it actually works, and I'm just so blown away by it.
Very good. So you're using some of the strategies in action. So you'll have to tell us about that a little bit further down the track when you've actually got it under your belt.
Yes, will do.
So your advice is start yesterday, but I guess also, you know, you need to be in the right headspace to be able to learn or to be willing to learn, because, you know, one of the big advantages for someone your age is, you know, the belief in yourself and belief in, you know, that you can do anything if you put your mind to it, if you got that kind of right guidance and education around you. So, you know, hats off to you. You've done exceptionally well in a really, really short space of time. And as I say, you know, you're a great inspiration to so many other kids out there. Your job situation, you know, you might be in a situation where you may never have to have, you know, do your career as an architect or anything else, because, you know, it could just be base learning for you, because as you and I both know, there's more money in actually doing the deals than you know, telling somebody how the place should come together as an architect, isn't there?
Yeah, and everything you've said there is just, yeah, you've said it so perfectly. Like a lot of my friends anyway, they kind of went overseas straight away when they left school, and they've only really just started to finish up university now, and they're a little bit all over the place, and I guess it just requires a little bit of education, a little bit of kind of confidence to jump into the market and just give it a try.
Yeah.
And I guess people at my age are quite young, so really what do you have to lose?
That's a great attitude. One of the things that I see with young people that come through, and, you know, that I teach the young people particularly, is that when they can see it for themselves, and they can see then, well, if I did this and this, I'd be in that position to be able to get to that position, then the road is simply, well, you've got to get out there and do it. I must say, though, that, you know, hats off to you for actually getting out there and doing it and giving things a go, because, you know, the first time you talk to somebody about about positive cash flow or doing a manufactured growth strategy, it must have been pretty scary for you.
Yes.
I mean...
I did so much research and so much study on your content that I actually started to believe it, and just I knew it inside out. So I could actually stand in front of people and say, well, this is what it's all about, and you guys should be doing it.
Well, as I say, congratulations to you there. What about your mates that are your age? What do they think?
I'm sorry?
What about the mates that are your age? What do they think?
Well, it's kind of bizarre because they're very supportive, but at the same time, no one's ever really come and said, oh, how did you do it? Or can you teach me? And so while I've been offered money from them to kind of do it for them, I don't really want to accept any of it until someone actually comes to me and says, so how did you do it? Can you teach me?
Yeah.
And as soon as they say that, they're mine, and I won't charge them a cent, and I'll just show them everything. Yeah. So I'll let you know when that day comes, and hopefully it's soon.
What about your family? What do they think with what you've done and how far you've come?
Yeah, well... my family have been so supportive, and they've started to take it all up. And my sister, she's 26, and she's just purchased her first house, and she's really excited. And we did all the due diligence together, and she's just finished the renovation and basically looking to put it on the market to rent it out for a while. And I guess it comes back to the course and everything that I've learned that's basically helped all of my family, not just my sister or my parents as well. Get into the market and actually see that there is potential out there no matter what position you're actually in.
Mm. It's a good message to people who perhaps haven't been able to see the light at the end of the tunnel before, and that comes in at all ages. I mean, you're such an inspiration because you're such a young age to be taking that road and to be the shining star. But there's a lot of older people too that have got caught up in the, I guess, the humdrum of the normality of things, and they don't really see how they can get out of it. But this can happen at any age. It can be anybody. It doesn't matter how much money or how little money you have, there's always a starting point.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah.
Well, look, Robert, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story with everybody, and we'll be watching you. So I'd like to get you back in about a year's time, and we'll see how far you've progressed from then, so people can really kind of follow where you're at and what you've been up to.
Yeah, well, I'd love to come back in a year's time because the next 12 months I'm very excited. I've seen a bit of growth now, and I think I'm on the exponential curve right now. So
what's the
let's
goal?
See what happens.
What's the goal for 12 months?
I actually want to turn the portfolio I control, $2.5 million at the moment, I want to turn that into... I'm going to try and get $10 million, but I'll be happy with anything in between.
2 years ago, you had not zero, you had minus zero, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually had $58,000 in university debt.
So $58,000 in university debt, and today you control, would you say, $2.5 million worth of property?
Yes, that's correct. And of that, their equity can have around 181,000.
That's pretty jolly good. That's your share of it. And then in 12 months' time, we're shooting for 10 million, or that's a bit further down the track?
I'll probably give it 18 months, but at the rate I'm going, I've actually just basically settled on two deals. I'm looking for a third at the moment. So... I think I will get there. And I guess the sky's the limit, so I'm just going to keep pushing as hard as I can.
Well, good on you, Robert. As I said, you're a shining star to all the young adults out there that are wanting to make a start. So thank you so much for coming on the call, and we'll get you back in a year's
time. No worries.
Time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Okay, guys, that's it from me. That's it from Robert. And I'll be back again to talk to you very, very soon on the next podcast. Talk to you again soon.